Good evening, everybody. Hope you have all had a great bank holiday weekend. This is the Monday Night Supporters Club podcast. Would have gone out last night, but again, I sometimes feel with these bank holidays that the Sunday night just seems a little bit lost. That extra day, I mean, one, I love the extra day off work, makes all the difference, but I always feel that today becomes the Sunday. Also means we've got a bit of a short week coming up. Hope you've all had a really productive weekend. I certainly feel like I've tackled quite a bit. I didn't get everything done that I wanted. I didn't get into the shed and start tidying it up like I wanted. But I have got all my beds planted out here at home, with a few more to go in, particularly French beans and peas. And also down on the allotment, I've got the many plants planted in down there. We've still got a few more to go, but we've got the sweet corn in, we've got the bullet beans in. I just want to get some more French beans in. I want to get the squash plants in. We've got more sweet corn to go in. We've got a lot of things still to be planted out. But at least now everything is coming together, and I'm happy that the home plot is more or less planted up. It just makes my life a little bit easier. I've said all along that what I'm doing with the home plot is tackling it as a way of growing food, and anything left over ends up down on the allotment, which works quite well, I feel. So yeah, my weekend has basically evolved around getting plants planted, making sure they're well watered and what have you. I've just been outside as well. I've got tonight's main podcast out already, and I've just been outside watering all the plants as well to make sure they are established and getting themselves established. A lot of the plants I've planted out this week are actually Supporters Club seeds as well, so that's a good thing. Now, talking of Supporter Club seeds, I thought I'd go through what we are sending out this week. So hopefully most of you will get yours by the weekend, so plenty to do next weekend. First of all, we got a sweet corn, a variety called Golden Bantam. I always find a late sowing of sweet corn just makes a nice little later crop, which just helps see things through for a little bit longer. Kale, a Borkel Scarlet. Love kale, and it's something I've spoken about on the podcast tonight as well. We got a basil, that's the herb. I always like to send out a herb each month. So basil, just nothing special about that. Just basil, isn't it? I love basil, absolutely delicious. Goes great in the greenhouse, goes great with a great number of dishes. Just a great one to have as well. Kohlrabi. Now, I've grown kohlrabi in the past. It's quite a good one. I think it's a better alternative than turnips, in all honesty. I think it's got a better flavour. Looks like an alien. Looks like a completely ugly plant. Does need a lot of water. Does need regular watering. But apart from that, it is a great plant, a great vegetable to grow. A butternut squash plant is next. And this is at Waltham. This is a good one, actually, I've got to say. I really like butternut squash, and we did really well with butternut squash. We actually are still eating butternut squashes from last year. We didn't do anything special other than basically prepare to store them right. We've left them in the kitchen, and they've survived right through the winter, and here we are in May, and they're still surviving. I have heard people say that their butternut squashes has lasted up to 18 months, so I think a good butternut squash is a good one to have, especially for those winter meals. So yeah, that's why I've got that. And then finally, Swede. This is a variety called Best of All. I struggle with Swede, I'll be honest with you, partly because it's such a busy time of year when it comes to sowing them and getting them planted out. But this year, I really want to be successful with Swede. So I will be sowing those, pricking them out, potting them on, and looking after them as best as I possibly can. So yeah, that's the six varieties of seeds that you will be getting this week. So hopefully that will give you plenty to keep you busy throughout June. There's plenty more seeds that we can, of course, sow throughout June, as well as tasks that we can do, which I'll probably get into on Thursday, because I don't think seeds are going to arrive by Thursday for you. So I'm not going to sow any seeds until next weekend. Now, this brings me on to something else that I want to talk to you guys about tonight. I'm a big fan, as you know, of saving as much rainwater as possible, and I use that for water in my garden. Always have and probably always will. I'll be honest, if I was ever to redesign my garden from scratch, what I would probably do is build some underground water storage tanks underneath a shed or two in order to maximise the amount of water that we can store. I'm that much of a believer that we should be storing as much rainwater. It's a free resource. Our plants look so much better for all the rain that we get. So I feel, you know, watering with rainwater just seems to make sense. But that being said, we haven't had rain for quite a while here, and it is starting to show with our rainwater butts. Now, what I mean by that, I have, and let's do another count. We've got one out the front, which we use for generally watering the plants out the front and washing the car. That's pretty full, pretty usable still, so I'm not worried about that one, although I would do have to give the cars a good wash next weekend. Then out in the back, we've got a small one, which I haven't touched yet, which is on our woodshed, which doesn't fill up very quickly. That one is still full of water. That is next on the list for water butts that I'm going to start using. Halfway down the garden, I've got three smaller slimline water butts. Those three are all empty. That comes off a shed and they get filled up. While they're empty, I'm going to redo all the overfill so they all get topped up. Then just in front of that, I've got a larger one, which is about half full now, which I just pump water into. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 water butts so far, which three of those are empty. One is half full. We've got one alongside the other side of the vegetable patch, which is full. Another one in the patio area, which is full. These two are not attached to anything. We've got one alongside our summer house, which is getting close to being empty. And then behind my shed, I've got another 5 water butts, which I haven't touched yet. But I think before the end of June, we're probably going to be ending up using those because all the other water butts are going to be empty. That's quite a few water butts, as you can imagine. Let's just quickly count it up. 14 water butts, I count. Maybe 15 if you include the one in the greenhouse, thinking about it. Quite a few water butts. And that's quite a lot of water. To be so low at not even halfway through the year is a bit worrying. Now, I'm sure we are going to get some rain between now and July. I believe Wimbledon is coming up in a few weeks' time, and that's normally a sign that it rains. But I wonder, what else can we be doing? How else can we store water? What I will be doing is when we are expecting rain, I will fill up as many buckets and as many watering cans with water from the water butts that are attached to drain pipes to allow that to catch as much rainwater as possible. And then we will add more water buckets outside where we can as well to catch as much rainwater as possible. It's all about trying to maximise the amount of rainwater that we can catch. And then, of course, as we water a lot of our plants. At the moment, I am having to water many of our plants on a daily basis, especially as we've just planted out a lot of plants. What we find is that when we're trying to establish a plant, they need a lot of water. But once they are established and seem to be growing, they start putting roots down. And I like to encourage them to go for deeper roots. So I reduce the amount of times that we have to water them. It's just getting them to that stage where they are able to get established. That is always the difficult point. But once we are there, it's still important to water our plants regularly, depending on what the plants are. So something like onions, which are quite shallow rooted, do need quite a bit of water, as spinach and many other things. But our deep rooted plants don't need as much water, tomatoes and cucumbers, once they are established. So that's also worth bearing in mind. Does that mean we're going to have enough water to see us throughout the year? I reckon so. But I know when it gets down to those last few bits, I'm going to start getting worried. Love to know how much water you collect and how far away you are from collecting rainwater throughout the year. It's one of those things that we talk about compost, but we should be talking about rainwater as well in order to preserve as much as we can. Right, guys, I'll leave you with that thought. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.